Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1206, getting back to our Hilchas Brachas in the writing. It's shir number 359. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of Shinoi Makom, talking about Holchei Drachim. Just to take a little turn, a minute, getting back to Shinoi Makom, the part of Shinoi Makom Bekva, without the Holchei Drachim, which is something we didn't really discuss too much. An important halacha in Shinoi Makom is, if one is... they're eating in their backyard, right? A fenced-in garden by a pool area. But the point is over here that it's fenced in. It's enclosed all around. Essentially, the same halachas would apply as if they're eating inside of the building with regards to exiting after making the bracha. In other words, it's a closed-off area. It's a separate area. So we discussed the fact that, according to some poskim, a closed-off area would have a din of another room in the house. So if somebody, again, is in their backyard and now they leave the backyard and it's fenced in, or it could be a pool area, it could be a garden area, whatever the case is, but it's fenced in, it's enclosed all around. So then that would, and that's, you know, let's say like part of their house, whatever the case is. So that would have a halacha as though the halachas of leaving a building with regards to exiting and having to need a new bracha, which means they went out of the door of their house. So therefore, if one started eating or drinking in the fenced-in backyard and then they exited, the eating session or drinking session would really be terminated. Again, in case in time whereby we're talking about shahakol who ate or a hoadama, then when they resume eating or drinking, a new bracha would be required, right? If you want to continue eating or drinking afterwards, so now you're going to be needing a new bracha. Now, if one goes from there, for example, the case which comes up all the time, one goes from their fenced-in backyard to the neighbor's fenced-in backyard, right? And even if it's not fenced-in, but let's keep it simple for now. The fenced-in, my backyard's fenced-in, his backyard, it's all fenced-in. So now I go from my backyard to my friend's backyard. So even though one is right next to another, right? It might be my next-door neighbor right next door. So would it make a difference? Once I go to him, it's as though I'm going from my house to his house, right? So then we say, b'di'eved, if you can still see the original location, b'di'eved, not to remake the bracha. Some poskim, you know, we saw it hold, it's still good, so one would not have to remake the bracha. But definitely, if you cannot see the original location, and you go from my fenced-in backyard, my fenced-in pool area, my fenced-in garden, whatever the case is, to my friends right next, even, again, the point is over here, even mamish right next door, even though it's right next door, so it would be like going from building to building, and a new bracha would be required. In that case, for a shahakol who ate or a hoadama, the rules which govern a change from one building to another are applicable to a change from one enclosed yard to another. Okay, and these halachas are brought down in Rabbadna Sefer, halachas of brachas on page 140. The same thing would be, I mean, when we're dealing with, again, we're dealing with, that's all with shahakol ho eto hadama. When we're dealing with shahakol, hamotzi, or mazonos, so again, the same thing. When it's mazonos, so you would not have to make another mazonos, because by mazonos we say it's no problem of shina makom, but you would have to come back to your fenced in yard. In other words, let's say I just ate a kazayas of cookies and then I went to my friend to talk to him. So now to make the al hamichya, I have to come back to my backyard and make the al hamichya in my backyard, unless I took cookies with me and I continue eating in his backyard. The same thing by washing, right? If somebody washed for bread and I sat down to a suda in my backyard, then I go to my friend to talk to him about something, whatever it is, be it as it may, preferably one shouldn't do that. But if they have to get up, middle of the meal, I'm eating outside, it's a nice day, whatever the case is, but it's fenced in backyard, or any place, it doesn't even have to do with a fenced in backyard over here. When you're dealing with having to make in the place, the after bracha, either benching alamichi in the place, so then you should just go over, you have to go back to the original place. Unless one took bread with them, or if one took cake or cookies with them, or whatever it is, and they continue eating in the other yard, so that would be fine. Otherwise, they would have to go back to the original location to make the after bracha or to bench. Again, if they ate the bread, some bread in their friend's backyard, or they ate cookies, so that would be as though they're finishing the suda in that place, and that would also be fine. And then they could bench in their friend's backyard too, or make the alamichya. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, kol tov.